If you're standing with your back to the Province House steps, start walking to the right. This is the tale of the Boston Tea Party, one of the wildest parties this town's ever seen. Take a left up ahead on Bromfeld Street.
My name is Meredith Devine. I'm the assistant director of the Old South Meeting House. It is 1773. Britain has passed a law that puts a tax on all tea brought into Boston and gives the British government a virtual monopoly on the sale of tea. And now, to make matters worse, three ships have sailed into Boston Harbor full of, you guessed it, tea. The people of Boston refuse to let it come ashore, or they'll have to pay the tax. But the British royal governor is demanding the tea be unloaded. The scoundrel. The men of Boston flock to the Old South Meeting House to debate what action to take. And we're going to see what comes of this massive meeting.
Cross over Washington Street. It's the brick road right in front of you here. Just cross it right now. Now, on the other side of Washington, turn left and keep walking down the sidewalk.
You'll see a steeple ahead. That's Old South, a church that doubled as a meeting hall. It was the largest building in Boston at that time. 5,000 colonists are jammed into Old South, with more spilling into the street. The sky is getting darker. A storm is brewing high above that steeple. Inside the meeting house, Samuel Adams and dozens of Patriot leaders rage against the British government.
Stop in front of the doors of Old South.
Hours pass, and it is night now. A flame-flickering church packed with Patriots. And now, the owner of one of those tea-laden ships, the Dartmouth, Mr. Francis Roch, enters the church. He walks through a sea of shadows and fire. Samuel Adams addresses him.
Gentlemen, Mr. Roch walks among us. Mr. Roch, we have asked you to remove your tax-tainted tea from Boston. Have you agreed to do so?
Sir, I have just returned from speaking with the governor himself.
I see. And what says the governor?
I cannot sail until the tax is paid.
Order, gentlemen, order! We must ask a final question, Mr. Roch. If you're not removing the tea, does this mean you plan to unload it here in Boston?
The governor insists I must unload the tea.
Gentlemen!
Suddenly, 1,000 candles reflected in the eyes of Samuel Adams.
This meeting can do nothing more to save the country.
The words were a signal. Men dressed as Mohawk Indians leap from the pews. They storm out these doors, faces black and red, hatchets swinging. Here they come, streaking by you. They're sprinting, 100 of them, maybe more, down Milk Street to the right of the church.
To the harbor!
Huzzah! Boston Harbor, a teapot tonight!
I love Old South, man. It's just a crazy building with a lot of amazing stories. If you want to go in, I definitely recommend it. And if you do, you'll get half off your admission if you go up to the person at the desk and use a little code. Tell her, this meeting can do nothing more to save the country. And it's true, you'll get half off, but only if you're on the Boston Odyssey.